Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, what is this that I've read in the papers about cheese?
Yes, a very interesting story in today's Herald on the second page about the Royal Agricultural Society Cheese Awards, in which Aldi, you know, which is a supermarket based in Germany, picked up 49 medals, including 8 gold, for its cheeses in the Cheese and Dairy Produce Show Awards.
And they're a discount shopping centre, yes.
I'm absolutely staggered. I can't believe it. I think the Royal Agricultural Society has lost the plot. They're not up with the times. I mean, the times today, it's all about a grassroots movement, you know, growing your own. There's this whole urban food revolution going on. And Australian specialist cheesemakers have just been sidelined, as Michael McNamara, who's the cheesemaker at Tikkara Dairy down there in Robertson in the Southern Highlands, said. He's also the treasurer of the Australian specialist cheesemakers. The awards have become a parody of themselves if what they're making is big industrial products and putting them in the same category as handmade artisan products. I mean, it's just
unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah. Particularly when, at the weekend, I also read in the Herald, another Herald, I think, in May there's going to be this very interesting cooking, competition going on to tie in with the TED talks at the Sydney Opera House. It's going to happen in early May. A table for 2,200, but they're going to be fed by people who've grown herbs and vegetables and all sorts of things in their own gardens in Sydney, and those people are going to take their produce into Aria Restaurant, which is just near the Sydney Opera House, and then Matt Moran, who runs Aria Restaurant, is going to cook with all that local produce and serve it to the people in the Opera House on May the 4th. So there's this huge, you know, groundswell of movement of people growing herbs and vegetables out on their footpaths, as I do, and in their backyards. And now, of course, all the celebrity chefs are catching on to it. And they're doing this in May at the Opera House.
Didn't you write a book about...
I certainly did. In fact, it first came out over 20 years ago, The Cook's Garden, and it was all about growing your own. So the celebrity chefs are only just catching up with me.
Now, the other story I wanted to check with you, I mentioned the other day that I reckon that kids are quite happy buying, having cupcakes bought at a supermarket because mum is too busy.
They're not up with the times either. They should be cooking their own cupcakes.
Ah, yes.
Yes, go on.
Okay, but there was always the story too about what's that bakery in New York that became famous?
Yeah, Magnolia Bakery that became very famous in Sex and the City. And in fact, I visited it even before it hit Sex and the City. So it's been there a long time. It's in the village and in Bleecker Street. And I think it was actually out of business for 24 hours last week.
Oh, yes, I'd heard that health authorities had found droppings of mouse droppings in the kitchen and they closed it down. Is it back open again?
Well, it was closed because my son actually, as it turns out, lives opposite Magnolia Bakery and I checked with him. It was closed for 24 hours but has now reopened. So all those people who, those New Yorkers who love their Magnolia Bakery cupcakes.
When you're talking to your boy in New York, I read that tens of thousands of people go into New York restaurants with their little cameras and photograph the food. What is going on?
It's not just in New York. It's all over Sydney. It's the whole world. Everyone's got their smartphones out and they're photographing food that's on the tables. They're either tweeting it or sticking it on their Facebook pages. I have to admit, I do that. I try not to do it too often, but I do it.
Okay.
Yes, it's what everyone is doing. I mean, food's the new religion.
It is indeed. We're going to look at the ratings in just a while. Did you watch My Kitchen Rules last night?
I did. I caught it last night, and I watched Jenna and Joanna sweating their little hearts out. Now, Jenna actually owns, she works in a cupcake shop in Adelaide, and she owns a cupcake business. She's a real sweets girl. So she was a bit disappointed in her dessert, but the judges actually did like it.
Is there a suggestion that those girls, because they're Asian, are... feeding the racist thing?
No. What happened was that, Jenna and Joanna were sort of presented their meal throughout the show, but at the end, suddenly new challenges came in, these gatecrashers, and two of whom, a couple, a young couple, Asian Australians from Cabramatta. And I think this show sort of introduced this a bit of racial tension, actually, frankly, and I think it's quite distasteful.
They did it with the Indian girls last week, didn't they?
It's the second time it's happened. I don't think the producers are on the right track with that, actually. It's going to put people offside, I think.
Well, we'll see. We'll have a look at the ratings. Okay.
And, well, one more thing before I tell you about my recipe. I just have to remind you that on Friday this week, I'm starting my after-school cooking classes. They start at 4 o'clock so the kids can be dropped off, and they get a lovely cooking class. We do two savoury dishes and two sweet dishes. So, and then they eat everything we've cooked, and then the parents can pick them up at 7, take them home, and the kids have been fed. And they've also learned something.
Just over the bridge in Cameray.
Yep.
Okay, so what's
so
the...
my recipe today is actually using lovely ingredients from the garden. It's for an Egyptian feta, dill and mint salad, and it has cucumber in it, which is in the, or growing profusely in the garden at the moment. So you just need some feta cheese, which you mix, you mash together with olive oil, lemon juice, a bit of salt and pepper. Add the diced cucumber and lots of fresh mint, dill and parsley and a little bit of red onion, and garnish it with some lemon, and absolutely delicious.
Sounds delicious.
It is fantastic, especially for this time of the year and with all that fresh stuff from the garden.
The website is...
SheridanRogers.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.